Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Influencer Insights. So I have had the privilege of being able to coach some of my students and my members of my Shine coaching community over the last month. And we have been tackling a lot of incredible things, everything from strategy to overcoming any kind of brain chaos that we may be feeling right now. And I think that because of this really unique and temporary time that we are in, it's really important for people to get coaching. Like, I feel like people need coaching now more than ever. Coaching for support, for accountability, for business, for life. And because of that, I thought that it would be a really good idea to share with you all a sneak peek into some of these coaching calls. Now, these coaching calls were added on last month just as added support to my community for the people who needed it, who needed to kind of, you know, really have an opportunity to be seen and heard and to grow. And I love to be able to add these pieces of value into my programs and into my Shine coaching membership whenever I can. I think that it allows us to really take our mental health to another level. And it's really an incredible opportunity to take back the power of our own thinking and feeling when we do feel so out of control and so overwhelmed and so uncertain and so powerless. And because of how important I think that that all is, I wanted to be able to let you guys hear these calls. So we have taken calls from my Pitch It Perfect program and the community there. We have taken coaching calls from my Influencer Academy program and my community there. And then we have taken some of the coaching that we do in the Shine community, and we have mapped it out for a few of these Influencer Insight episodes. And so you're going to hear one today. And I really hope that it inspires you. I hope that it also helps you stay in the zone of proactivity and productivity, because I think that that is so important in a time like now. And if you are someone who really feels connected to this and feels connected to my coaching style and my teaching style and how I show up and serve, I would strongly recommend that you take time to invest in yourself right now by joining some of my free webinars. Along with the free podcast that you get all the time, I have free webinars that are literally happening all times of the day of every week that you can dive into whenever it is convenient for you. Now, the first one is a free webinar all about pitching. Now is a great time to learn how to show up, how to share your message, your voice, how to connect, how to build relationships, and really how to pitch what matters to you, to your community, and to the world around you. And that is what this free webinar guarantees. You can get access to this free 60-minute class at pitchitperfect.net/webinar. And then I have another 60-minute free class that is all about the mistakes that we entrepreneurs typically make. There's actually five of them that I see pretty consistently. And I go through all five of those while at the same time teaching you how to overcome each one with strategies. So if you want to dive into that one, you can go to theinfluenceracademy.org/webinar. Now, both of these webinars last about 60 minutes. Both are completely free. You can sign up at any time. If you notice that there's a time that's not available for you, you can come back to the website and sign up again, because we're constantly adding in new times. So you can always get in on a time. And what these webinars do is that they give you a lot of tools and strategies that you need. And then if you are in a place that you are ready to really step in and invest in yourself and join us in our communities to get more of the support that you're looking for, you can do that. And I tell you during the webinar exactly how you can do that, how you can join Pitch It Perfect, or how you can join the Influencer Academy. So I hope that you enjoy these coaching calls. I hope that they really give you the support that you're looking for right now, and that you take time for yourself in the midst of all of this. And just remember that this is not the first crisis that we as a collective community and as a world has had, and it definitely will not be the last. And we've gotten through it before, we can get through it again. And this is how you hold yourself accountable during those times, is by getting the support that you need, by asking for that support, and by taking accountability for your choices and your actions. So let's dive in. You are loving these coaching episodes as much as so many of you are, because I keep getting your DMs and your emails, which I love to read. So thank you for sending them. Letting me know how much value you're finding in this. I want to let you know that you could get in on this action. I offer coaching through my monthly membership called Shine. Now, it opens twice a year. And the next time that we're going to be opening it up to our next class of members will be in December. And we're actually pulling together a wait list now for those who are interested in learning more about Shine, and most importantly, how it can help you get out of the learning and into the doing, so you can start seeing the results that you're wanting, not only out of your business, but out of your life as well. This has been a crazy year, one that none of us ever expected. And so I want to be able to hold that space and support you in every way that I know how to do. And that is through Shine. So if you want to learn more, just head over to juliesolomon.net/shine waitlist. Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I am also in Shine, and I missed the call because it's been craziness in my house being home with kids
now
and taking on everything else. And so my question really is in response to like how we are now managing our lives. And really, I've kind of pivoted into now connecting with my audience more online and starting to record more video and do lives and whatever else. And I wondered if you had a suggestion for the best way to create, like for me, I teach yoga. So doing some mini yoga classes and doing a lot of wellness stuff. And I've been conflicted about, do I do IG lives, but can I capture that video then to have it for later? And are there any insider tips on all of that? Like even with quality of the audio and stuff like that, or is it just using?
Yeah. I mean, it's for like, yeah. So the first thing would be, you know, it's really about what do you want to like, there's no right or wrong. Like, do you think that your audience is going to like an Instagram live? Now with Instagram lives, if you download it afterwards, for some reason, it only, it downloads the audio and the video separately. So that's which is annoying. But like IG, you could just download a regular video that's less than 10 minutes, post it on IGTV. You could do Instagram stories. You could do a Zoom like this and then just promote it on Instagram and then have people come here. I mean, the fact that you teach yoga, you're like in such a prime time right now.
You know,
like do so much. Like I have so many friends that are in the health and fitness world right now that are offering, like every day they'll do an Instagram live, although do something like this. Some are offering it for free. Some are offering it for $5, $10. It's just such a value piece right now because there's so many people at home, a lot of people home with their kids, and they need that release and they need that outlet. So it's really just about you doing it. And then maybe you test it out. I mean, maybe you do an IG live one day and then you do a Zoom another day and then you do a, you know, and then you can kind of look back at the metrics and the data and see what worked best.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean the shareability or like the social aspect of Instagram obviously is good, especially if you start to like bring other people on. Like I did a couple lives and just had friends of mine who have big followings on and could see the numbers just ramp up because they get notified, their followers. So there's something obviously, you know, from a tactical perspective that's good about that. But for me, I also want to kind of optimize it. So I want to create content that I can then use or have, you know, that's decent quality down the line, just to if it's a class or a 5-minute meditation, like it's not just gone. But then I didn't actually know the audio and video separate thing that you just said, so that's a good tip. And even if I'm recording separately, different things. All right. Yeah, and I think it's a hard time, and even for me, and I know I'm somebody that has a service that actually, you know, can thrive in this, which is great. But there's also this balance always of like, it's a lot to manage. All of a sudden within me, I'm like, yes, I want to do all of this, but I also have two small kids running around at my house right now. So,
but that's why we need it even more, because there's so many women at home with their children right now. Like they need to see that it's possible. It's not going to be perfect, but it's possible. Right.
Yeah.
And like that's what stay-at-home parents need right now. They need to see how other people are managing this and doing this, because not only does it give them inspiration, but it also gives them ideas on how they can apply it to their lives.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question. I don't know how to virtually raise my hand, but I'm physically raising it. This morning in a call, you mentioned repurposing content.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on it a little bit, on like what your favorite ways are, or easy suggestions you have on how to repurpose?
Sure. So earlier today, I offered a call to my Shine members. And during that call, I was sharing with one of our members who had been creating a lot of content that was taking up a lot of time. You know, by the time she shot the photos and wrote the blog post and did all of this, it was like hours and hours of time. And then within that one blog post, there were probably like 3 mini blog posts in there. So I was sharing with her how to repurpose. And so Savannah, different ways that you can do this and different ways that I've done this, and specifically with pitching that you can do this, is you can take blog posts and pitch them for actual like media opportunities. You can take blog posts and repurpose them for social media content. You can take blog posts and transcribe them and then kind of use it as a script and create YouTube videos, create podcast episodes, create Instagram stories, IGTVs. You can take those blog posts and post them on LinkedIn. You can take those blog posts and share them on Pinterest for sharing repurposing. There's so many different ways in which you can start one thing and then like trickle it out into many different things. And then you can do this, like if someone has a podcast, you can transcribe that, turn it into a blog post, turn it into a news article, turn it into a LinkedIn post, turn it into a Facebook post. There's so many different ways in which you can repurpose content. And really, it's why not do that? We spend so much time creating this content. Why not repurpose it? And so actually in the Influencer Academy, I talk about this in one of the lessons. It's called the 80-20 rule. And it's about, instead of spending 80% of your time creating content and then 20% of your time marketing it and talking about it, thus repurposing it, you should be spending 80% of your time repurposing your content, which allows you, that's a form of marketing, right? Repurposing it and getting it out to new eyes and new ears. And then just 20% of your time creating content. Now in the beginning, you know, you're going to be creating more content, right? Because you're wanting to build it. But once you hit a certain time, and there's not a magic number, but it's once you have a good wealth of content there, you can start repurposing it out.
Totally makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Elise had a question in the chat box I'm going to answer. Elise says, curious if people are pitching brands right now during this crazy time, and what responses, if any, they are seeing. If you're pitching, how are you framing it? Would love to hear what you recommend to Julie. She can't talk because she's quarantined in her bedroom and her husband's on a call. We get that. So yes, I will let the other students chat with you about that. From what we've seen this week, and I shared this in the Pitch It Perfect Facebook group, I know an influencer who locked a $50,000 deal yesterday. It was a 12-month, year-long partnership. I also know other influencers who are still getting offers and opportunities. I myself have gotten like 3 requests to do podcast ads this week. I don't do ads on my podcast anymore, but it's out there. So what that tells me is that, you know, ad spots, sponsored posts, commercials, billboard ads, Google ads, any of that stuff that you see out there that's happening right now is a form of sponsored content. It is a form of marketing. It is a form of advertising. So the advertising industry, the marketing industry, has not gone away just because there's a recession and a virus. Like, there's been recessions before. Advertising didn't go away. There'll be recessions again. Advertising won't go away. Like, the world is not shutting down because we are in a very temporary stage right now. So what I feel is that you should absolutely be pitching brands and media right now. This is the time to do it, because there's going to be two types of people in this. You're going to have the people who get frozen and don't take action and don't make any moves, and they're going to get left behind. And then you're going to have the people who see this as opportunities, who strategize, who pivot, who take actions, who really use this time to build authentic relationships with brands, authentic relationships with media, and they're going to be the ones that rise to the top. So you have to make the choice on which person do you want to be. And brands are looking, I mean, like Purell, you don't think they're going to be interested in doing some sponsorships right now? Charmin, any toilet paper company right now, any Kleenex company. There are so many brands that are major hot commodities right now. And yes, it is important to be self-aware and to be mindful about what is happening in the world and how that relates to your content. But ladies, you should be self-aware and mindful no matter what. Like, no matter what's happening in the world, you should always be self-aware and mindful about the content that you're creating. But do not let this belief system of, oh, because this is this big, hairy, scary thing, I shouldn't be pitching, because then that would mean X, Y, and Z about me, or that would mean X, Y, and Z about whatever, because that's not true. I choose not to support that belief system, because I don't support scarcity mindset, and I don't support being frozen, and I don't support not taking action. So if I didn't pitch, if I didn't support people in pitching right now, I would be supporting this false belief system that we should just freeze and not do anything because the world is having this really unique temporary situation happening. But temporary situations are always going to be happening. That's just the facts of life. But it's how we think and feel and react to those things that get us the results that we're looking for. And only you can make those decisions. So I would say absolutely pitch. Be strategic, be unique, be creative. This is a really unique time to be creative. And I'm sure you've probably seen some of those memes. I think it was like when there was a huge pandemic in London, you know, hundreds of years ago, was when Sir Isaac Newton like figured out what gravity was, because he had to stay quarantined in his house, you know? So it's like, this is a really amazing time to be creative and be unique and think differently about the way you are showing up and pitching. And really just make a list of your 10 brands that you've worked with in the past and send them an email and be like, hey, how are you? What's going on? What's happening? You know, have you seen an effect? Is it changing anything? Like, get curious, because you don't want to make assumptions, right? You don't want to not pitch because you're assuming that this brand is not doing anything right now. Ask. You don't know what you don't know. And if they're not, then I'll be curious on, oh, well, why not? Like, what about this has made you change your marketing structure? And what does that look like now? Because the marketing budgets that were set in place with these companies were set in place last year. So they have a certain amount of money that is pulled into influencer marketing that they have to spend this year in order for their budgets to not go away for next year. That's how budget allocation works, marketing budgets. So they have a certain amount of money that they have to spend. Now, they may be holding it for a different quarter. And if that's the case, you can start having conversations about that. But you have to get curious, and you have to reach out, and you have to really care and show them that you care. And that's what's going to make you stick out among the saturation. So I hope that that helps.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.